It's a day where we're supposed to be celebrating the Astros winning 8-4 versus the Rangers. But instead, we are mourning the potential loss of Alex Bregman for an undisclosed amount of time. We don't know how long because it's a quad injury to Alex Bregman, and nobody really knows right now. It's going to be really up in the air right now. But Alex Bregman is one of those key players to the Astros lineup. And we'll talk about this and more in today's Locked On Astros podcast. But it was a great game otherwise. And enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at EricTalkStrokes. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Brett, where can they find you at?
Well, they can find me at home plate hitting home runs. No, actually, they can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse. Yeah, they can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Strohs411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, hitting multi-game home runs, always Strohs.
All right, so I know a lot of people would say, well, Miles Straw hit a homer, is hell freezing over. No, I know it's only his second time he's done in his career, but yes, it was a legit home run. It was not a inside the Parker. We actually saw it, and I looked at the screen. I'm like, Brett, did that really happen? Am I dreaming? And I literally pointed at him. We're at Hooters, and I'm like, did that really just happen? And he's like, yeah, that really happened. And I'm like, was that Miles Straw or was that Chaz McCormick? He's like, no, Chaz McCormick hit a homer earlier. This was actually Miles Straw. I'm like, Miles Straw? And he's like, yeah. So, guys, today's episode is kind of sponsored by Locked On MLB. Well, not really sponsored by Locked On MLB, but if you want some talk that's not just about the Astros, go to our friend Sully. He does a great job talking about all of the MLB. And I know that there's a lot of controversy going on with the sticky stuff. And I know there's a lot of people who are saying, well, why are you starting right now? Why didn't you do this in spring training? And even Garrett Cole is saying, I don't know how to grip the ball. Like, how am I supposed to grip the ball without the sticky stuff? Well, what did Pedro Martinez say earlier today?
You want me to say what he actually said?
Yeah.
Well, he said something about the seams, and that's what they're there for. And then he also said that he was always make sure he was aware of who was rubbing down his balls before baseball games. So, yes, this bat is in honor of the great white shark, Tyler White. This is a game used Tyler White bat, and I figured I'd break it out because, you know, we haven't seen him hit a home run in a long time because I think maybe he's playing another country. Miles Straw, this is in honor of Miles Straw and Chaz McCormick, who I didn't trash completely last night on the show, but I was very critical of his at bats and saying that he was trying to swing out of his cleats. He just didn't look great.
Okay, and, ready?
Oh, you're gonna see if I can hit it?
Yeah.
Okay, do it. Yeah, I can't do that. I'm going to break through like three computers in here if I swing this bat, and I will be in the doghouse. But Miles Straw hit that home run. That was great. Chaz McCormick, it's like every time I say something about a player that's critical, like the next game, they're on fire. So I wonder who I should choose tonight to pick on. Maybe Maldonado didn't hit enough home runs. I don't know. But it was great. Martin Maldonado hit a home run, Eric. It was 8-4, you know, just a really good game. The surprising thing, and we can talk about this here in a little bit, Greinke being pulled when he was pulled, you and I both questioned
89 pitches. That move. I was like, wait, I know bases loaded. I know he's struggling at inning, but still, I was just like, why, yeah. Why are you pulling him?
It could have been worse, but it wasn't. This is the Rangers, and the Rangers don't seem to play well in Minute Maid Park as of late anyways, and so that's a good thing for us. You know, dude, 12 hits. But, you know, Eric, this is something that's interesting about this game tonight. With the six home runs they hit tonight, okay, a couple of things happened. It was only the second time that a home run was a grand slam was hit, and then the next day a leadoff home run was hit. Who was the person to do that last before Jose Altuve? George Springer. George Springer. Yeah, it was George Springer. He did it in 2017, April 5th and 6th. And then this is the ninth game in a row that the Houston Astros have multi-home run games. Nine games in a row, they've hit two home runs or more. And remember, earlier in the season, they were winning games in that 6-1 stretch, and they weren't hitting a ton of home runs. Now they're winning games, and they're hitting home runs, and they are embarking on this 20-game stretch on fire.
That's actually a Steve Sparks signed baseball. I probably shouldn't mess with that. But anyway, so I know a lot of people are kind of talking about what Chaz McCormick is doing. It's remarkable because this is a guy who has not played a lot, and he's up to 8 home runs. And yeah, this is what he's doing is remarkable. And now he's going to, we've got Kyle Tucker. And for those of y'all that are just joining, and we didn't get a chance to talk about that on last night's podcast, we heard that he was ill and that he was being treated for something. But today James Click said that he was being placed on the health and protocol. Safety protocol.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they didn't say what it was. And so that does not mean it's the COVID situation, but it just means that they don't really know what it is. And in today's atmosphere, they just have to put them on the safety protocol. And so now we got Abraham Toro up. And now the bad news is, like, in today's game, we have Jose Altuve walked off yesterday's game with a grand slam. And today's led off the game with a home run. And I believe you said that was the first time that somebody's done this since, I want to say it was George Springer.
Yeah, George Springer.
Yeah. So unfortunately, we're all excited about this. We're like, yay, go Jose Altuve. And then there was a couple outs. And then we saw Alex Bregman kind of legging out that out to first base. And then he was like, oh. And then everybody was like, uh-oh. He doesn't look too good.
And I mean, all the tweets as of late basically say that they expect Bregman to be out for a long time, which is not a good thing. It says, see, I can find this that I sent to you on the Twitter so I can quote it exactly.
He's going to be out for a while. They don't know.
It just said Astros manager Dusty Baker said, it looks like we lost Bregman for a while. When he left in the first inning, it was a left quad strain. Baker said the severity of the injury is not yet known. They will know more Thursday and hopes to have him back soon. So he could be out for a while. It's not good. And you're right. Moises says right here, Bregman hasn't been himself lately. I don't know if you put that up there. I was coming in the game, like at the plate, he doesn't look comfortable. He
hasn't been himself all year, yeah, honestly.
So, you know, hamstrings can lead to other things. And that's what you wonder if this quad is kind of a byproduct of what he was dealing with this hamstring. And so the bottom line is this team has the power bats and has the ability to make up for the loss of Bregman at the plate. But in the field, you just hope that someone can cover third base the way he covers third base. What? What's that look for? They hit 6 home runs without Bregman tonight.
No. Marco says 10 days to 3 months. I hope it's not that long.
Well,
if
it's that long, we are in trouble. Well, like I said, I think this offense is highly powered enough that, I mean, yes, Bregman's a big loss.
If the Astros are without Alex Bregman in for 3 months, hopefully they have a wealth of third basemen. Abraham Toro is one of those people. So let's go and talk a little bit about Wealthfront.
Okay, Wealthfront for decades show that data that investors that trade in individual stocks underperform the market every year. In fact, only 1% of day traders beat the market. The odds are not in your favor if you're doing it alone. Team up with Wealthfront instead. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diversified, low-cost index funds personalized for you, the investor, in just minutes. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all the investing based on preferences that you control. Wealthfront can even help you lower the taxes you pay as you invest. For the average client, with their tax loss harvesting more than
more than
cover the low annual 0.25% annual advisory fee. Best of all, it's automatic. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets. You can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com, and you can get that managed for life. All you need is $500 to get started. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB. That's WEALTHFRONT.com/MLB.com to start growing your savings today.
All right. So it's actually not the hamstring, Marco. It's actually his quad. And quad
Yeah.
It's a little bit worse, I think. I think the hamstring is something you can kind of nurse, but the quad is a little bit worse. So we'll have to see how the situation with him. And I know Alex Bregman has not been the best offensively this year, but I was watching him from the 111 section yesterday, and he was like great off defensively. And this, it's amazing. Like watching in person, like so close, it's amazing what these guys can do. And like I was there when he threw his body into the camera well to catch that pop up. And these guys, they're great. But I know he hasn't been the same Alex Bregman, who's the big cocky guy who can hit a home run and the guy who does the what the walk me thing. But he just hasn't been the same guy just because he hasn't been dealing with a hamstring. And so
right. Well, so I mean, up until May 29th, he was doing it. His average has just dropped here in June. I mean, these last 16 to 20 days, his average has been dropping. Up until then, he had a non-Bregman like hot start to the season, because he was hitting well into the 320s at one point. And so he had this hot start. He took off once he got on the field. But then the problem became that as of late, he just has not been, he hasn't been disciplined at the plate. He's been swinging at stuff he shouldn't be swinging at. He's been getting under baseballs. Outside of a couple home runs here or there, he has not been doing good. And Paul says maybe he's been focusing on the videos too much on YouTube. I don't know. I think all that stuff was done way in the off season. But, you know, the bottom line is this. We do need Bregman healthy. He is an important part of this team's success. You're right. And who knows how long he's going to be out. We will find out more tomorrow. I'm pretty sure they'll give us some sort of timetable, and we'll be able to go from there.
Now, Marco, we're not disagreeing with you. We're saying that the recovery is going to be a long time. We're not saying that. We're just saying that it's going to be a while before we see Alex Bregman. And the hamstring is something that you can kind of recover from earlier, is what we're saying. So, yeah. So let's talk a little bit about that. So Bregman's been kind of the third guy in the lineup. So who moves up? I would say that Carlos Correa is going to move up. He's been a guy that's been kind of hot in the lineup. He's batting .293 with .892 OPS recently. You can kind of move up Gurriel, but I think that Correa deserves to move up.
I would put Carlos Correa third easily. I mean, Altuve, Brantley, Correa, why not? You want to leave Gurriel, just works so well in the middle third of the lineup. I like Gurriel there, but it's just one of those things where, I mean, it's going to be next man up. Whoever takes the spot is going to have to hit wherever they hit. They're going to have to be successful. They're not going to be third. But if it's if you're moving,
Johnny, we can't help everybody. Johnny, come on.
What did he say?
Help us out of it. Johnny says that Correa says he feels comfortable batting lower in the lineup and not higher in the lineup. Well then put Gurriel there. I don't know. We can't make everybody happy.
Eric, I don't think he's upset about it. but you're not going to move McCormick up, even though you batted him second once, but. You know,
no, they're not gonna move Chaz. No, wait.
Well, Chaz.
Oh, yeah. Move Chaz up to Correa spot. Okay, I agree with that. Move Chaz up to Correa spot. Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
you're gonna have Toro batting. Toro's probably gonna be playing third base. So yeah, put So Toro will be batting seventh, and then have McCormick batting sixth. Have Gurriel or Correa batting third. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I like Gurriel after Alvarez because I just like those two bats back to back.
I think Gurriel is a good RBI guy. Nothing
you can move. You can move McCormick up because he's been hitting. He's been hitting for power, and then you can put Toro, Straw, and Maldonado as your 7, 8, 9 hitter. I wouldn't have a problem with Toro, Straw, and Maldonado or Castro. Castro's got to get some more playing time. We need Castro at the plate. So
okay, I'm heel. Really, after today's game, he hit his first home run, his second home run in his career, and you're going to ask, should we trade for a center fielder? Come on. He had an epic game today. He hit a home run. Come on, man. Come on, man.
No, here's the deal. Eric and I were actually talking about this. We were talking about the success of Miles Straw at the plate and the success of Chaz McCormick at the plate. And although we do believe and we do agree that at times the defense has been amiss from Straw, McCormick has at times shown flashes of brilliant. Straw still has the speed, and I guarantee they're working with him in between games, before games, shagging fly balls, working on his path to the ball, throwing. We know he doesn't have the best arm, but right now, if your guys are successful and your guys filling in the outfield are doing well at the plate and they're producing runs and they're helping you win games, you don't just get rid of them and trade, especially if you've got guys that are in the coffers waiting to come up and you know they're going to be quote unquote your future at certain positions. You stand pat with what you're doing. Now, if Straw and McCormick are underperforming, okay, if you go trade them, who's going to want to trade them? Who's going to want the guys if they're not performing well? They're performing well. There's no need to, because you're going to have to throw in a prospect. You're not just going to go, you're not going to package Straw and McCormick and get like a top grade all-star center fielder. It's working with what they have right now. This lineup is beefy enough that you can withstand any blow of weakness that you take because the younger guys are in there. But the younger guys are doing their job. I mean, they're doing the job. They're doing what they're supposed to do. I mean, Miles Straw was 1-for-4 today. I don't mind if Miles Straw goes 1-for-4. He's getting hits. He's getting on. He had an RBI. I mean, he had that home run. And so he only had one strikeout, Eric. I mean, you know, he's seeing the ball well. And so at the end of the day,
I'm heel. I was just kidding about that. Yeah, Miles Straw, he's still kind of earning his stripes. I'm not totally 100% sold on him, but I was super pumped when I saw him hit that home run. But Marco says, do you prefer Toro at Garcia at third base? I pretty much know what Garcia offers. I want to see what Toro can do. Let's give him some playing time.
Toro has major league experience at third.
Garcia is the utility guy. Let's save him for that. We want to see him playing all over the infield. We want to see what Abraham Toro can do at third base. So I think we're going to see extended playing time for Abraham Toro. And if not, we're going to see some, maybe we'll see some of Yuli at third base because he has played that before. So, but I think this is a time for Toro to shine. No, come on.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, dude.
No.
Hey.
I was kidding.
Hey, here's the thing. There's nothing, dude. Miles Straw is actually doing a good job. Let's give credit where credit is due, guys.
No,
I mean,
he's not.
What? What do you mean he's not doing a good job?
He's doing the job he's supposed to do. He's not gonna be. He's not George Springer. He's not even Willie Tavares. He's not Lance Berkman.
I didn't say he was any of those players. I said he was doing a good job.
Yeah.
I didn't say he's George Springer. Have I ever said he's George Springer? Yeah. No, but I said he's doing a good job. He's doing the job you need him to do. That's exactly what you said. You just proved my point. Yeah. We're winning freaking ball games with Miles Straw hitting home runs.
All right, fine.
So what's wrong with them?
Move on.
Good Lord, man.
Oh, Willie T.
What the hell?
Willie T. had that one good year. He had that one good year. Hey, Willie. Speaking of Willie T., Alvarez had that one catch in left field today that I was like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. It was a little weird out there. But so overall, it was a great game today. We had 6 home runs. Altuve had the 2 home runs. McCormick had the 2 home runs. And Maldonado had the home run today. And then Straw had that home run. So this was, I believe, the first time the Astros have had 6 home runs in a game this year, right?
Yeah, yeah, like I said, so all the other 8 games leading up to this was their 9th game in a row. They hit 2 home runs, like 8 games in a row, and today was the 9th game, and then they just kept adding to that number. So, you know, again, it's great that they're having multi-home runs. I do not, yeah. Okay, Paul Valadez on here, if y'all are listening, he is a good friend of the show, and he's basically trying to start a civil war, a world war here, between Eric and I. But the bottom line is this. Miles Straw is the next Mike Trout. I will just end there.
Don't go there. Don't go there, homie.
I know.
Homie,
he's not
don't play that.
He can't be, you know, because he can't be Trout. You know why? Because he doesn't take HGH through a loophole for medical reasons. So.
Okay, I will not bet on that. And speaking of betting on that, let's talk about betonline.ag.
I'm glad you mentioned that. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action on BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and so much more. Before the next pitch of the Astros game, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get in the game as teams prep for the run for the playoffs. Or maybe they're in the playoffs right now and you are looking to cheer them on. Head to the website and use your mobile device and sign up today and receive 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
All right, I went over to Sugar Land to celebrate Father's Day a little early with my father, and my stepmom left the she went on and pushed the button to eject the CD yesterday and left the car running all night, and her battery was on all night, and so she couldn't start her car this morning. So you know what I said when I went over there today? I'm like, have you called Rock Auto today?
You know, what's funnier about that story, what's funny about that story is she's actually using a CD in the car. Anyways, I digress. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible to stock all your parts that you need in a traditional storefront. Okay, let's go. Why endure pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while Counterman orders the parts of your computer, choosing the only brand his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. One reason to maintain and repair cars is you can save money. Spend 50 to 100% more on the exact same auto parts in a chain store. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com prices are the same for everybody. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. RockAuto.com is the best place for auto parts, and you need to go there, check out their catalog, and go to RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliable low prices. All the parts your car will ever need is on RockAuto.com.
Well, I have all these Astros jerseys I could be wearing. I just choose not to wear them.
What did he say about the jersey? I was trying to read a live read. And okay. What was the deal with the jersey?
Let me see. Where is it? Somebody said that you had
I have an away jersey on. That's right. I wore it because it goes with what I'm wearing. So yes, I'm wearing the away jersey there at home. Oh well.
Whatever.
I have home jerseys. I have away jerseys. I have them all.
Okay. So the Astros are now 39-28 on the season. They are 11 games over 500. So congratulations. This is the first time the Astros have been 11 games over 500. Unfortunately, the freaking A's keep on winning. I don't know how they keep on winning.
I do. They're playing crappy teams. They're playing trash teams. They're playing the Angels, who have Mike Trout, who's injured, by the way, and leading in all-star voting, which is an absolute travesty. Okay.
Even if he makes the team, they're still going to elect the next person. So
it's still stupid. They shouldn't be on the ballot if they're injured. I'm sorry. If you're injured, you don't get a vote.
Compliment.
Oh, whatever. Compliments, whatever. Compliments are great.
No. Compliment towards you, Brett.
Where's a compliment
about towards your you? Jersey?
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. That's awesome. I wish I was. Yes, actually, I prayed when I was young. I want to be 6'5", 250. And I got to the 250 at one point. I never got to the 6'5". So at least
you're a world traveler. You're going to have to
at least half that. My prayers were answered. What's that?
You'll have to explain that to me.
Okay.
Right. Let's go and move on.
Yes, please.
All right. So in today's game, we had Altuve batting with two hits, Brantley with another two-hit game. I guess we could just call him two-hit Brantley. That just seems like every day he gets two hits. McCormick, this guy, he's up to – his OPS is up to 858. I mean, that's just impressive with just what he's done in such limited playing time. It's just impressive with – I mean, I just can't get my mind around it. I mean, this is a guy who is just let's just put him on the playoff roster just because of his speed. And now he's like, I'm the last guy on the opening day roster. And so it's just what he's done this year is just impressive. All right. So now the Astros will be facing the White Sox coming up. And this will be a big, 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 big matchup. And in the first game, it's going to be Mr. Talk His Mouth. Guess who's going to be on the mound for the White Sox?
Rendon.
And he's been actually pitching pretty good. He struggled. He took a no-hitter in the seventh inning. He's actually been pitching pretty good. But you know who's hit pretty good against him this year?
Mr.
Jose Altuve. Oh. I mean, not this year, but in his career. So Altuve in 8 at-bats has a home run and 2 RBIs against him. But otherwise, not too many Astros have faced him. I mean, I guess Yuli has 6 at-bats, batting .500 against him. Alex Bregman, who unfortunately will not be playing against him, is batting .333 against him. But otherwise, not too many people have much experience against him. And Luis Garcia will be on the mound for the Astros. He has a 5-4 record with a 2.98 ERA, 72 strikeouts. Rendon has a 6-2 record with a 1.89 ERA with 97 strikeouts. So on paper, you would say, yeah, the White Sox have the edge, but we'll have to see if the talk goes with the walk.
Yeah, I mean, basically, at the end of the day, the Astros are just going to have to do what they've been doing. I mean, they're just going to have to hit extra base hits, hit with runners in scoring position. They're going to have to – Luis Garcia is going to have to be sharp. That's actually the second game, which is Friday. The Thursday game is not going to be Rendon. It is going to be I was looking up the guy's name, Dylan Cease. Okay, he's the first game. And so Jose Urquidy and Dylan Cease will be going in the first game. Urquidy gave up 3 solo home runs on Friday. He hasn't looked as sharp lately. He has allowed 11 home runs and issued 11 walks in 62 innings this year, but he does have 5 quality starts. So I think the Astros finish up the Rangers series and sweep them, kick them out of town back to
the Rangers series is over.
Oh, I'm sorry, the Rangers. Okay. It's tomorrow's
2 games here.
Okay, Thursday is my bad. I'm thinking we're on Tuesday. My clock is thrown off from summer school. My bad. So we do have the White Sox tomorrow. I was literally thinking, do what? Okay.
That's why I said earlier we face Rendon tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
And then you said Dylan Cease, and then whatever.
Well, it says hold on. It says Dylan Cease on the 17th, and we face Rendon on the 18th.
Didn't you?
Yeah, Dylan Cease on MLB.com. Dylan Cease is pitching June 17th.
Not what I see. Okay. Well, then maybe I jumped ahead.
You did jump ahead because Dylan Cease goes tomorrow night with Jose Urquidy.
Okay. I jumped in here, Dean.
It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. And then Luis Garcia goes with Rondon.
Okay. I got them mixed up a little bit. All right. So in game three, which will be on the 19th, it's going to be Lance Lynn versus TBD. TBD for the Astros. He's got a good changeup and
quality starts, several quality starts this year.
So who would that be? Honestly, that's going to be, who's that? That's after. God.
I don't know, because McCullers and Odorizzi both pitched. Greinke's gone. You're not going to have Christian Javier. He's out there. Luis Garcia's pitched. I don't know who the sixth guy is. Belac? I don't know.
Why would you even say Belac?
I don't know, because it's TBD. Do you think Dusty has a plan? It's probably McCullers.
They announced it earlier. I just got.
Oh, they did announce it earlier. Okay.
Yeah, they announced it. It's Kaplan.
Framber. Oh, I'm sorry, Framber Valdez.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay, thank you guys. Framber Valdez.
Yeah. And then in the last game, Sunday's game, is gonna be an interesting one. That's when we're gonna be facing our old friend, Mr. Dallas Keuchel, the one who has no hate against the Astros, except if you are Jeff Luhnow. And Jeff Luhnow is no longer with the Houston Astros, so I guess he doesn't have any hate against us. So
no, I mean, why would he? He was on the team in 17. Why would he have any hate against us?
So this is what the actual thing is going to be: Urquidy, Garcia, Valdez, and McCullers.
Yeah,
and then Urquidy, Garcia, Valdez, and McCullers, and then in the next game, it's going to be that's when Odorizzi is going to make a start against the Orioles.
There you go.
Because that's when we're going to be going to the six-man rotation, and I know we didn't really talk about that, but we're not going to be doing the piggyback. I know, and I think it was Matt Thomas was like joking around on 790 today saying, oh, yeah, they're going to do the piggyback thing all the way. And speaking of, I know McCullers came out and said that he had a little irritation on his finger. That's why he wasn't throwing a lot of breaking pitches. And I know that Dusty Baker came out and said, I wish you didn't say that, because now the White Sox know that you have that. And so now the White Sox know to prepare. Hey, he's not going to be throwing a lot of breaking pitches. So this is something that we kind of wish that you didn't say. But he still pitched decently. Odorizzi pitched great. Zach Greinke, I still don't know why Dusty Baker took him out. I know he wasn't pitching great, but he wasn't pitching bad. But overall, it still ended up great. The Astros still ended up winning that game. But overall, it was just weird. So any final thoughts before we end the podcast?
No, man, it was just a great game to watch. I love seeing all the home runs. I love seeing the young guys get involved. I love seeing the guys that nobody expects to contributing. That's what baseball is about. And despite what some people may say, I think that this team top to bottom is a complete team. And I know that we've got holes in the bullpen, and I know we're missing Bregman, and I know all that stuff, but I think we have enough on this team to push through, to continue to have success. And once Oakland hits these tougher teams, we'll see if the proof is in the pudding, if they can actually beat winning teams.
We didn't even talk about the Ace of Spader talk. I mean,
well, I
everybody
mean,
cheated. The Astros weren't the only ones that cheated.
Yeah, but I mean, does it take this Spader guy on Twitter for people to wake up? And here's the thing, whether what he comes out with is true or factual or backed up, it doesn't matter. You know why? Because the people already have their mind made up, Eric, and you know this as well as I do. It's all about the Astros. Nobody else's team cheated. That's why there's a lot of people that are pissed right now in Major League Baseball, because this isn't something they can pin on one team with the spider tech. It's something they're pinning on everybody. And Luhnow gave MLB and said, we know of clubs doing this across the board. We know of clubs stealing signs electronically. We know it. And they gave MLB the information and they ignored it and they put it somewhere. And so at the end of the day, you're going to find out that teams across the board are cheating majorly, breaking the rules of the substance. But you know what? I really don't think Major League Baseball is going to put a lot of teeth. I don't see them suspending guys. I really don't. I mean, I really doubt it, dude. How are you going to suspend all your top pitchers that are using this stuff? And then Tyler Glasnow is out there claiming that his injury is because of not using. Yeah. You know, my elbow hurts because I can't use sticky stuff. But the thing is, the problem I have with it, Eric, is they change everything mid-season. I know they've been saying they're going to do it, but they change it mid-season, and you can't do that. You can't change it mid-season.
Oh, God, we're going to get in trouble for this, but we're going along with this one. But did you see Josh Reddick replying to somebody about the fake Band-Aids? He said, fake Band-Aids? Are you serious? He's like, are you ridiculous? We didn't use fake Band-Aids. That's ridiculous. I mean, not fake Band-Aids, but vibrating Band-Aids. He's like, that's ridiculous. And it's just like the stuff that these people come out. And Andy Martino in that book, he's like, and just like people are like, this is ridiculous. And I want to, breaking news. I don't tell anybody that I told y'all this, but Carlos Beltran, he brought all this cheating stuff from the Yankees and the Rangers.
And the Rangers?
Don't tell anybody.
Okay. I didn't know the Rangers were involved.
You heard it on the Locked On Astros podcast.
That's right. And
speaking of which, today on the Locked On Today podcast, Kevin Durant was all the Brooklyn Nets needed. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast. And we'll be back tomorrow with the Locked On Astros podcast. And we got more people joining. I apologize. That's all we got with today's Locked On Astros podcast. You got something else?
We are going to be at the game tomorrow night. Okay. We are going to be fifth inning. We'll be at St. Arnold's before the game. If you want to hang out with us around 5 o'clock, there's going to be some other people there. It's not like an us thing. There's a bunch of other people going. We're going to kind of join up with them at Pitch 25. We're going to be hanging out there around 5 o'clock, 5-ish. You know, we're going to go hang out there and then meet us at St. Arnold's. Come drink some brews and watch some baseball.
Okay. Also, guys, we are going to be at Hooters on NASA on June 27th?
During the game.
So, guys, please come support us. We are looking to get them on as advertisers. So, please come out and support us and all that. And otherwise, guys, go Stros, and we'll see you on tomorrow's podcast. And go Stros.